It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net as we glorify our faithful God.
Listen, there's going to be a lot of things different this week, or at least for today and for tomorrow and for Thursday. A lot of things different. You're going to hear noise in the background. You're going to hear us give out a phone number, which we'll do here in just a little bit. And you'll also hear just the excitement. We may even take a break to go get some snacks, because behind me here in the hallway, there are tons and tons and tons of snacks. But usually this is Dr. Peck speaking here, but she's with us. But this is her first share-a-thon. So together, we are going to make this happen. So, Dr. Peck, thank you for having me on your program.
Oh, are you kidding me? Thank you for...
Again.
Exactly.
And you've kept your word. You promised me.
I did. And my husband loved what we talked about with sports. And they told me, I just told you that they said you'd be my wingman today. And I said, no, let me be yours. This is my first share-a-thon. Y'all do not make me look bad.
We will not make me look...
No, I'm talking to the listeners out there. You better ring these phones off the hook.
That's right.
Because I've been told all about... Oh, look. Do you hear that?
There went one right there.
That was awesome.
Quick.
Okay, ring it up, because I am so grateful for everything that American Family Radio has done for me. And just to be able to have the opportunity to elevate these conversations from one-on-one that I was having with patients to have it with people all across the nation. Mm-hmm. Look at those phones. Y'all,
there's
I love you
one.
So much. Oh, my goodness. Okay, y'all are going to make me cry. Okay, whoever's calling in, I need to bring y'all a casserole.
Thank you. You do have a gift, though, don't you?
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. There is a lady here named Miss Bobby. She is from Starlington, Louisiana, and she is volunteering in the phone bank. Where are you, Miss Bobby? There she is, right there, Miss Bobby.
Right.
Okay, so I have a signed copy of my book to give to Miss Bobby if we have 10 callers in the first segment of this show. So y'all want to say thank you to Miss Bobby for volunteering here. I would love to give her this book. So call in. What's the number?
I've got the number. The number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616 or 2396. I said R23. It's 2396. Or you can go to AFR.net. Go to AFR.net. You can also give there. You know, I know we say a lot of our listeners are listening throughout the day. So if you've heard some of these things, please forgive me. But I just want to remind our audience that this is only two times out of the entire year do we stop the ministry and the work that we're doing to pass the offering plate so that we can raise some money so we can continue the work that we do. And there's just so many things that AFR and AFA does on a daily basis that requires finances. And I know that there have already been, I know this for sure. At lunchtime, right before I took my lunch break, at that point, there was over 2,200 individuals that had given.
Today?
Yes.
You are kidding me.
Before lunchtime. So I don't know where we are on that number right now.
Wow.
But I just want to say that if you have taken the time to financially give to us, I know that you're also praying for us.
Yeah.
And that you're also acting out on the emails that we send out. You're passing out the videos and the DVDs we do. So I just want to say right now, before we ask for anything else, that we're really very, 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 very thankful for those that have already given.
Well, that is awesome. And that number again is 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net to support the wonderful radio programs that are happening here. And I don't know about you, Wesley, but I hear from listeners all across the country who write in and talk about the inspiration that they get from this. And it seems like God just meets them right at that right moment. And that I want you to know, and Richard can tell you this because he runs my board and he hears me behind the scenes. I pray with every guest that comes on. And what I pray specifically is that God would position the listener's heart at just the right place at the right time, that they would turn on the radio or the app or wherever they're listening or streaming this program, and that God would move their heart and it would be a transformational moment. And we do hear that that's what happens.
Yes, we do. And in fact, we take the time before each Share-a-thon and give our listening audience an opportunity to call in and share some of their testimonies, their stories about how AFR and AFR has impacted them, just to give you a little bit of a taste of what you are contributing to. And we have one of those listener testimonies right here. Well, while we're looking for that testimony, we are going to give you that number out one more time. How about that?
I love it.
I remember when I first started Share-a-thon years ago helping out, I remember that at the time Jim Stanley was the general manager of radio, and he told me, if something goes wrong during Share-a-thon, give the number out. I can't give the number out too many times. So let's do that. The number is 877-616-2396.
Oh, I hear that
877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. I believe we got that testimony ready. Go ahead.
Okay.
Pastor Tony, I'm from Texas. Hi, I'm calling because I'm blessed by this radio station. I'm a Hispanic ministry pastor, and my days start at about 10 a.m. with today's issues, and I keep on listening all the way down to I'm done working, and I'm blessed by this radio station, edified. And I thank God for you guys. You guys keep me informed. And with the Hispanic community, I just pass on the information. We feel like we're very up to date. So thank you for everything you do. God bless you all.
That's another wonderful testimony of what you are contributing to when you donate to the work that we're doing here at AFR. You can call in at 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net. I was not able to listen to your program yesterday. What are some highlights or some of the main points that listeners could take away or they could expect if they were to go back and listen?
Well, yesterday we had a chaplain on named Eddie Simmons, and he is a chaplain in a hospital. And you know, there's so many times when you're in a hospital, for me as a nurse, I'm meeting the best people on their worst day. And people sometimes overlook the spiritual support that is there and the chaplain. So we were talking about if your family member is in the hospital, especially when you have children, of course, we talk about that because it's just a different kind of stress. And it's really hard when people see a kid who is sick or injured. And we talked about what chaplains do and what their qualifications are. And actually, Wesley, we issued a call to say, hey, maybe there's a listener out there who could be qualified to be a chaplain, and that might be something that God would be calling them to in ministry, because we know that especially when people are in times of crisis, they need that point of help. So that was who was on yesterday. But we've had a lot of really great guests on. Last week we had Brant Hansen. He's a popular speaker. He actually has autism, but he wrote a book called Life is Hard, God is Good, Let's Dance, and just talked about basically what we find in John, that in this world we will have trouble, but take heart, or be of good cheer was another version that he used, because God has already overcome the world. And so it was just kind of sometimes when we're fighting and things seem so overwhelming, that's really what we do on this show, on Dr. Nurse Mamas. We prescribe hope for healthy families, and we can tell you there are people listening to AFR all around the country who are all like-minded, who all just want to raise kids who love God and serve others, and they want to find people who do that too.
Literally all around the country, because we have 180 stations, give or take. Some are maybe off the air for different reasons, but around 180 stations in 34 different states. And in the last 5 years, we've developed the radio in and out version. So the app now can go beyond the terrestrial radio station. We've promoted the app and the internet radio. So literally this program, Dr. Nurse Mom, is all over the country, all over the world. We have hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Are you trying to make me nervous, Wesley?
No.
I feel
it's
like that's
just... It's just me and you. It's just us.
I'm starting to feel a little pressure.
No pressure.
Would you just say hundreds of thousands?
Hundreds of thousands
Y'all
of listeners.
Make these phones ring. It's 1-877-616-2396. Call in. Okay, go ahead. As you were saying, I'll pretend I'm not nervous.
So hundreds of thousands of listeners. And so if you think about that, when you donate to the work that we're doing, obviously that's a big... cost on the work that we do here, but also too, that's also a big platform.
Yeah.
That's a really big platform. We don't take that lightly. We have programs all throughout the day. Most of y'all that are listening know this, but if we have any new listeners, we have programs from Dr. Nurse Mom, who primarily covers health, nutrition, spiritual health. Am I missing some things here?
No, just anything related to family health.
Family health.
About that. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got programs at Washington Watch, which is located in D.C., and they're covering the politics in D.C., all the way to our Exploring the Word, where we have Bible teachings throughout the day. So we're a full-court press ministry. We cover many different things in different areas, partner with 8 Days of Hope that help out with disaster relief. So we just take a couple times a year to ask for some funds so that we can continue the work that we do. And we are just so thankful for all those that have given. 877-616-2396. Now, we did mention early this morning, we don't usually start this early this way, but it got competitive pretty quick this morning. We usually get into about halfway through Wednesday, and then the programs are starting to look and see which program.
I'm pretty competitive.
But we got to an early start this morning. So with Dr. Nurse Mom's program being the first time that we have hosted
a
Share-a-thon,
come on,
this is big. This is big. We would like to see some numbers here. So I'm waiting for an answer, Brent and producers here. Do we have any challenges going on this hour, or do we?
Well, I have issued a challenge. I have issued
a challenge.
I want 10 callers in this first segment so that I can give Miss Bobby, who's sitting here answering all of your phones, volunteering her time from Starlington, Louisiana. I would love to give her a signed copy of my book as a thank you for that. So y'all gift Miss Bobby a book and tell her that you love her by just calling 1-877-616-2396. And Wesley, you mentioned 8 Days of Hope. We've actually had Steve Tiber as a guest on the Dr. Nurse Mama show. So a lot of listeners may not know, but my primary role as a professor in nursing is actually working against human trafficking. I'm an anti-trafficking advocate. Yeah. And so we talked with Steve about the work that they do.
Yes.
Of course, they do a lot of work in building shelters and aftercare places. And
that's been a new addition for them over the last couple of years, and it has grown exponentially.
And they're doing tours with some Christian music groups like We Are Messengers. I can't remember
what the
other ones were, but go check it out and check out that episode, and you can hear all about the amazing work that they are doing. That was the day that we did that episode, Wesley, was the day that it was the big snowstorm here.
He
was in Buffalo, and he had 5 feet of snow in front of his house, was snowed in, but still called in to the show.
He is a very, very loyal supporter and listener of the work that we do here. I'm so grateful that God brought us together. I had another little known fact. He was my Sunday school teacher for many years.
You're kidding.
Nope.
What a smile.
Yeah, Steve Tiber was my Sunday school teacher back when I was in middle school, I believe, for a couple years. I'm grateful for his ministry and what he's doing there. I'm thankful that we're able to partner with other people and ministry that are doing slightly different things than what we're doing here, but yet still accomplishing the work of the Lord. I've said this for many years. I think there's three primary reasons why I believe God continues to bless the work of AFR. One is we owe no man nothing, so we don't have any debt.
That's amazing.
From the conception of AFA. That's something my papa Don Wyman really believed in early on. Number two, we have never compromised on the truth. It's got difficult at times, and we may lose some friends at times, but ultimately we trust God with the results, and we believe that obeying Him brings blessings. So not compromise truth. And third, and it brings us back to a lot of the work that you're doing and a lot of the work that 8 Days Up doing, we've always, from the very beginning, Papa's always believed in sharing the platform. Share the platform, and there's other people that out there that are doing good Christian work, and we want other people to know about them.
Yeah.
And so having programs like yours, having programs like 8 Days of Hope on the weekend and others, God continues to bless us. And I'm thankful that He's using all of our listeners right now and all those that are helping out with Share-a-thon to continue to bless other people that are listening. If you want to give, you can give by calling 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net.
Well, hey, when we come back, Wesley, I want to share a testimony from a listener that I got about a mom who got divorced but found some hope in some resources that we gave out on the show. So I'll share that when we come back. It's a pretty good story. You might want to get a tissue. Just saying. Why is our society so ravenous to abort babies? According to a former Satanist, the demonic forces have a bloodlust for the innocents, and sickly believe their blood sacrifice empowers evil. Make no mistake, we are fighting a spiritual battle as we protect the most innocent among us, babies in their mother's womb. Preborn stands on the front lines of this battle, and their network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, often next to abortion mills where unspeakable evil takes place every day. Preborn offers God's love and life to protect hurting women and precious preborn babies. And every time a baby is saved, which happens 200 times a day, good conquers evil. Please make your most generous gift to empower good and rescue precious souls. For just $28, you can sponsor an ultrasound that doubles a baby's chance at life. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
Don Wildman touched my life in ways that I can't express. He was a man of God that very few could match the things he did. And I just give my condolences to the family members for a great loss. But I also praise God because he is with the Lord in heaven today. God bless you all.
Spring Share-a-thon continues as we honor our faithful God. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
All right. Whoa. Uh-oh. Sorry.
We just had a spill. We had a spill.
We're on radio.
It's just a little coffee. It's fine.
Yeah, but I needed that.
I know.
You did need that.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Okay.
Well, you know what? It's okay, Wesley, because this is a family show.
This is a family show.
And let me coach you through
this.
And it's real life. We're not going to cry over spilled coffee.
We're not going to cry.
We're going to take deep breaths.
And I wanted to see how well our team.
You should see the hazmat crew that is coming in here. If you're not watching online, you are missing a spectacle. Okay. You did not get it on your papa's book.
I didn't. That's good.
So that's good. I think
I got it everywhere else, though.
Yes, you did.
Okay, if you feel bad for me, I need you to call in and give a donation of any size, any amount.
Really?
If you feel bad for me.
It's going to take a lot,
y'all. Spilling coffee here.
What's the number, Wesley?
877-616-2396.
Y'all go to afr.net. Call and give a bless your heart to Wesley.
Hey, one thing we didn't mention in the first segment is that if you give a gift of $150 or more, then we will send you our coffee legacy In addition,
Wesley, so, are you going to be sending the
so
coffee?
I will make sure that I am not the one okay. sending the coffee, because I have thoroughly made a mess with coffee this morning, or this afternoon at this point. That tells you I need more. So it's $150 or more. We'll send you a bag of Legacy Coffee. If you become a Great Commission partner, which is a monthly contributor of $30 or more, we'll send you both the coffee and the book that my pawpaw wrote. I had a vision.
Right,
God had a plan.
Look at that. It's
Don
coffee
Wildman.
Free.
It's coffee free. That's right.
It is.
Yeah. For those that are just tuning in and did not quite understand from radio what just happened, I sat down. We begin to introduce the second segment of Dr. Nurse Mom for our Share-a-thon edition, and I spilt my full cup. That was a full cup of hot coffee. I'm glad nobody got injured there.
I know.
There was no
but
injuries.
But it's okay because, you know, I know CPR.
Yeah, you know CPR. Now, what are you going to do about burns? Seriously,
I can take care of those, too.
Burns?
So, listen, Wesley, what I do on my show is I give parents advice. So, if you're watching online, you can see I have my cup here.
Yes.
It has a lid.
Oh, okay.
I think I need to get you one of these.
I need a lid.
Like, I'm going to send you a Dr. Nurse Mama cup.
Well, do you
with
know
a lid?
You know. Okay, let's talk about parenting a little bit.
Okay, let's do that.
When I am learning, I have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 2-year-old, and I'm learning.
Now, oh, he's getting shamed.
I'm
now.
Getting shamed by multiple people now.
I'm so happy that wasn't me.
And 2.
Okay.
And I'm learning that the very things that my children are mm-hmm. either struggling with or their most obvious things that are sin in their life
uh-huh.
are the very things that are their problems are my I've been mine
100%.
And I'm going and God's revealing that to me in just about an email way. I mean, it's like that clear. Almost, it's not audible, but it's pretty close. And he's convicting me, and I'm having to make some changes as a dad and as a husband. That the very things that they're struggling with, that they're dealing with, I'm doing the same thing. And I to take a little humor in that, I tell my kids I always put a cup. Or put a top on their cup. And I'm sitting here. I know this is not as spiritual, but this is a good analogy.
It's a great
analogy.
I
tell my children all the time to put a top on their cup, and here we are. No top on my cup. Spilling coffee.
But you know what? You are making a really important point in all of
Seriously.
That, Wesley, because that's exactly what we do. Like, if you think about there's a struggle that your child is having and it's driving you crazy, if you're really honest, if you hold a mirror up to yourself, most of the time you're going to see that character trait that came from you. If your kids are speaking to each other really sharply, they're not being kind, then the truth is probably you're not using a kind tone of voice. So that's a lot of what we talk about on the show. Is really doing our own actions. And Wesley, here's the problem. Because parents want this instant gratification. We want to control our kids' behavior because that makes us feel better immediately.
Sure.
Like, oh, I'm doing a good job as a parent because my child is behaving correctly. But we have to parent for the long game.
That's
and we
100%.
Have to go after their heart 100%. And not their behavior. And going after their heart, all of those things are caught more than they're taught. And so we really have to model those authentic. And that's what we help parents do on the show.
You're right. And I could not join you on radio without using a sports analogy. Oh, we got a winner.
Hold on.
We have a winner.
Hold on. Okay. I asked for 10 callers during the first segment. We got 15.
What?
We got 15.
15.
That's more than, that's like time and a half. I'm not real good at math unless I'm calculating dosages of medications. but 15. So
hey.
Miss Bobby. Yay. Miss
Bobby
is going to get a copy of the book. Okay, let's do it again. Okay,
yes.
I want to do it again because I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for not
you have
embarrassing
enough to do this.
Me.
What if we get 30 this
I'll
segment?
Do 30.
Okay.
I got it.
All
I got right. it. So the next is a married couple, Charles and Susie. They came from Pittsburgh, Mississippi. They are sitting here answering all of your calls, volunteering their time,
Amen.
Just answering calls and taking your donations. You talked earlier, Wesley, about sharing the platform.
Mm.
Our listeners right now can share the platform
Amen.
By calling in and making sure that programming like mine, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, by the way. I'm overwhelmed every time I step on the radio. So let's have 20 callers.
Okay.
Let's have 20 callers.
So the goal.
Bring that phone.
Goal
What's the
is,
phone number, by the way?
Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Call in at 877-616-2396. And we're asking you, please, to call in and give a donation of any size that would help us to continue the work that we're doing here. If you think about it, the bills come in. We've got electric bills. We've got 180 stations. We've got a studio department that has been producing high-quality films on biblical theology and biblical worldview for the last several years. Many, the American Family News Department, the app I mentioned, Radio Network, the list goes on. We've got our handwritten, we have our written magazine that is goes out to 150,000 homes. We got a lot of projects going on here, and we need your help. So call in at 877-616-2396 or go to afr.net to donate. Now, help me. I want to make sure I heard you right. Yep. So is it 20 callers in this segment, and you'll give out one book?
What do you think?
Is that what you said?
Is that what we should do?
I think so. So
okay,
let's go up one. So we did 10. If we got 10 callers in the first segment, we gave out a free book.
Yep.
So if we can get 20 callers.
We'll give out two. Okay, I'll give it to Charles and Susie from Pittsboro, Mississippi. And to Bruce, who drove in all the way, by the way, from Indiana. He's come every year, is what I am told.
That's
and
right.
He's sitting here answering your calls. And,
yes.
You know, Wesley, look, I'm looking at the screen up here, and it looks like we just passed 3,000 people.
There you go. Okay, yeah.
Already given pledges. That's amazing. Now, I know my husband's out there listening. Honey, I need you to call in right
yes.
now. What's the number,
we
Wesley? Give the number to my husband so he can call in.
All right, listen up. Does he need it in Mississippi style or?
You know, actually, is this where I'm supposed to?
Seven.
Oh, no. This is where I got to tell you. My husband's from New Jersey.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that.
Do you not
style.
Know New Jersey? See, if for all of you people in New Jersey out there, what exit are you from? He is from exit 3. That's how you tell.
That's it. Okay.
When you're from New Jersey,
so
you have to say what exit.
So if I give the number at Mississippi style, I want to know how to do it.
Okay.
New Jersey. So this is Mississippi style. 877. 616 2396. I'm from Mississippi, so
okay.
I can exaggerate
you
a little
can do
bit.
That.
Now, New Jersey, do I need to like slam a door or
actually that would
you know
work.
What I mean?
Okay, so let me tell you a true story. So when my husband took me back to Philadelphia to visit his family, I went to this sandwich shop because you know they have subs there. And I go up there and they're like, "You want to whittle it out?" And I'm like,
yes, that's what
I don't. First of all, it's got to be a lot slower.
Yes.
Second of all, it's just got to be a lot nicer.
Yes, like, just not.
I need to smile.
Not, yes.
But they were asking if I wanted it with or without.
That's what I was
with
envisioning.
Or what?
Yeah.
It's cheese whiz.
Yes, cheese whiz.
I said without. I did.
Okay.
Sorry,
and,
I'm not from.
And then on the second time, you're just saying yes. And then you get it, and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have just said yes.
Yeah, I know exactly. But, you know, Wesley, I told the listeners that I would share a testimony, and I do want to do that.
Do.
So let me go ahead and do that. Listen, we talk about some funny things, like spilling coffee and cheese whiz.
Yeah.
Yep, that's where we are. But there are also some serious things here. And I got this letter from a listener. Actually, this woman, her sister, had found my program, and she was listening to that and got a copy of my book. And this is what the mom wrote into me. She said, last year, I felt lost and hopeless. I felt like I was failing as a mom. I divorced. My son was angry and hurt. He shut me out of his life. Our only conversations were arguments. He started hanging out with troubled kids. I caught him drinking. He was failing school. His dad didn't want to see him anymore. And this caused my son to spiral emotionally. I was desperate. My sister put your book into my hands and introduced her to the show. I read the chapter on divorce and I wept my way through it. When I read the legacy letter challenge, I knew I had to do it, even though it was incredibly difficult. So the prompt was to write a letter praising the positive qualities that your teen inherited from their other parent. Tell them no matter how the relationship ended, they are a gift to cherish with no regrets. So this mother goes on and says, I wrote the letter. I left it on his bed. He did not say anything for 2 weeks. Then he shared, he thought I hated his dad. He was half his dad. So I must hate half of him, and he hated all of himself. Writing this letter started a journey of healing for us, and we have a long way to go in therapy, but are unlocking doors with conversation keys, and I'm writing more legacy letters, and thank you for giving us a lifeline.
Amen, and that's the book.
That's the book.
We're giving
that's,
away.
That's the book we're giving
oh,
away.
Oh, my word.
That's the book. I got goosebumps just
well,
right now.
I got goosebumps, and you can just set that copy aside.
Okay.
No,
I will.
Seriously, there are, unfortunately, just a whole lot of broken families and a lot of divorce in our country. In 20, if you look back starting today, there's a lot of it. And this book right here is going to make a difference in someone's life. And we're asking you, we just need 20 phone calls. We'll take whatever, but we get 20 phone calls, we're going to give this book away. I heard
it. Did you hear that book?
Remind us who it's going to.
Behind Closed Doors.
Behind Closed Doors.
Guide to help parents and teens navigate through life's toughest issues. If you're watching online, I'm going to give it away to our volunteers to thank them for the work that they are doing.
Amen. You can call in at 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. I got a couple other things I want to mention, but before I do, are we coming up on a do we have another testimony we'd like to share? Let's do that.
Awesome.
Let's do that first.
Because I've been living my life for Christ for quite a while now, and I'm always looking to be spiritually growing. And I heard from one of your guys' pastors, preachers, about giving everything and surrendering everything all up to God. I didn't have an issue with that until I really thought about it and was like, well, there might be some things that I'm actually really holding on to pretty tightly. And I prayed about it and stuff, and the Lord brought it up to me. And the Lord's just been breaking me down so that he can fill me up with him. And it's just been huge in my life as far as spiritual growth. And I know, as a matter of fact, that the Lord used AFR, that message about surrendering everything up to God, to help me spiritually grow in the Word and in who the dear Lord is. And it's helping me become a better leader to raise my family in a godly way. So thank you, guys.
Amen.
That was inspiring.
It is very inspiring. And we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of stories just like that through audio. We've also got just as many or more handwritten ones and emails. And those that are contributing to the work that we're doing, even those that are praying, those that are encouraging us, everyone listening right now is helping us to continue the work that my papa started back in 1977 to carry out the Great Commission here and abroad, help churches, and to help the American family. And that's what we're doing here. That's just one of many, many testimonies. And you can contribute financially to the work that we're doing by going to 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. My wife and I also contribute to a handful of other ministries. And one of the first things I look at every time, just about every time, if it's not the first, it's right there on the top of the list, is are they an ECFA accountable? ECFA
is
accountable is very important, and we are. We've checked all the boxes. We've met with them many times. We've followed all the guidelines. And for those that may be unfamiliar, but I'll remind you, ECFA is Evangelical Christian Financial Accountability. They have very biblical high standards for how money is brought in, how it's spent, how it's used. And we're accountable to them, and that is we're accredited by them, and they give us the thumbs up. We've checked all the boxes, and so you can rest assured that we are using every dollar to its max.
Oh, my goodness. I'm watching the counter. I think we've had more than 50 callers already during the show. Y'all, I'm getting real competitive. I'm the firstborn of five, and I just really like to win. So that number, again, is 877-616-2396. But the best thing about this is that it's not me who wins. It's our listeners, right? That's
100%.
What they're... Now, I didn't catch that last testimony, the name, but I'm thinking maybe he was from New Jersey because he said you guys. Did you hear that? Like,
yes.
The way that he said that?
It did. Speaking about being competitive. And right before I spilt my coffee on everybody here, I was going to share with you a sports analogy because I cannot get off this show without using a sports analogy.
You can't.
So you were mentioning about playing the long game, playing the long term. That's one thing I've always said as a coach. You know, I'm not coaching you for one pitch. I coach baseball. I don't coach for one pitch. I don't coach for one inning. I'm not coaching you just for one game and then we're done. You've got to look at the long-term development approach. And so that's one of the things you mentioned about your children, taking the long-term approach to child development, to parenting, and understanding that there will be some failures and setbacks early on, maybe even have a surprise later on in life. But our goal is to glorify God and all the things he's given us and understanding that there's patience and grace and discipleship. And just responsibility and accountability is something that's completely lost in 2024. So we want to bring that back to you through the radio network and through the work that we're doing, that we are responsible and accountable and we can trust God with the results.
My husband believes there is no parenting challenge that can't be solved with a sports analogy. I mean, that's just where we're going to go because he has learned so much.
That may
so
be
much.
The new program on the weekend, he and I.
I think that you could. He also coaches baseball, but, you know, grew up playing all of those kinds of sports and looking at those lessons. But there are lessons that we can learn from sports, for sure.
In the New Testament, Paul uses sports analogies a handful of times to make a point. Right there, absolutely. So, hey, we're thankful for each and every one that are listening right now. Please, please, please spread the word to the work that we're doing here at AFR. We're asking for, I'm pretty certain that we've got over 20 calls.
Oh, we absolutely do. Yeah. So listen, Bobby, our volunteer from Starlington, Louisiana, Charles and Susie from Pittsburgh, Mississippi, and Bruce from Indiana, they're all going to get a signed copy of my book as a thank you from you, our listeners, for volunteering their time today. And in this next segment, we actually have an 18-year-old volunteer here named Kennedy.
Wonderful.
And I would love to give her a devotional book. And
that
we're pushing like 70-ish callers at least. I asked for 10, y'all. I love
Look
you.
At y'all.
877-616-2396. I think we can get 100 callers. What do you think, Wes?
Oh, I'm certain we can.
I think we can. Y'all call in 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net and send in your pledge.
I'm Mike Murphy. I'm a retired businessman in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I started serving on the board in September of 2001. As a board member, I find it very easy to support AFA. My wife and I believe in the mission of AFA. I see how the people, the men and women that serve this ministry, how they work together, allowing God to work through them. When you see a team operate as cohesive as this team does, it's just incredible. The ministry needs financial support. That's an easy thing to say. Another component of support that's even more important than the financial support is prayer. Those men and women that I spoke of earlier that are so successful at this ministry, what they do, they need to be lifted up in prayer daily. And so I would encourage all of the supporters of American Family Association, AFR, to be deliberate about lifting up the men and women that serve here daily. Satan hates to see a successful Christian. And what we have here at American Family Association are a lot of successful Christians just fulfilling the mission.
First and foremost, thank you, Brother Don Wildman. Thank you for thinking of the future generations like me and starting the American Family Association. I have been an AFR listener for the past 5 years, and during that time, I have rededicated my life to Jesus Christ and also became a monthly supporter. I love sharing with people about all the awesome programs. Each show has helped me become more equipped as a believer. From getting caught up on the news and political issues of the day, dealing with real problems and how to work through them, learning more about the Bible by breaking it down one scripture at a time, and becoming more informed parents that better prepared when handling what this world is implementing on our children. I truly feel discipled to when listening to the American Family Radio program. I love you all, and again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
You are listening to Dr. Nurse Mom on American Family Radio, and I'm so grateful that she's given me the opportunity to share the mic with her during this spring share-a-thon edition on American Family Radio. We have, you said I'd call you Jessica?
Yes.
Fair enough?
Yeah, you bet. You always spilled your coffee on me.
That's right. At this point,
we're friends now.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Jessica, thank you so much for letting me share this. We've got one segment left on your radio program on AFR, and where it's hard to tell exactly, but we're certain that we're over 80 calls for this hour, and we've got we're only two thirds of the way through. So we've got 20 minutes left to try to continue to get as many number of individual callers to call in to give a donation to the work that we're doing. You can call in and give a donation of any size at 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net. A couple other things just to mention. So we've got, we have two different premiums that we're giving away for those that contribute a particular amount. So if you give a gift of $150 or more, we will send you our Legacy Coffee. Or if you give a monthly contribution of $30 or more, we'll send you the coffee plus my papa's book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan by Don Wildman. The reason those monthly, I know a lot of people know this, but it's very, very helpful for us. And I know not everyone can do it, but it's very, very helpful for those that join us as a Great Commission partner and give on a monthly basis, contribute on a monthly basis. That does help us, like it would anybody, budget and plan around a particular amount that we can account on. So obviously, you know, in donations of any size, as sporadic as they come up, we're happy with. If you're able to do so in that way, know that we're using that money very wisely, and it helps us out very, very helpfully to do a monthly gift.
Well, I am so grateful because this is my first share-a-thon. Y'all did not leave me hanging. Thank you so much for not embarrassing me. I'm like, oh my goodness, I hope that people call. And you can call in at 877-616-2396. You know, Wesley, I live in Texas, and my producer, Stephanie, and I, she's here. You're watching on video. You can see her. We came in from Texas, and of course, I don't know if you know, but there's a little thing called an eclipse that happened yesterday. Yeah, we traveled in that. It was a little bit of an adventure. Got in a storm, overbooked the car rental, so we ended up stranded in Memphis at about 1 in the morning, and we still came. Like, we still were able to find some place to stay for
and
like
I'm the
hours.
One that spilt the coffee.
I know, but it's okay. I needed it. I just need, like, an infusion here. But I feel like I did that for y'all. I was not going to miss it, and we made it here, and you are all calling in, and I'm looking at this counter at 99, Wesley.
I know.
Come on, put it to 100. 877-616-2396. Let's hear that phone ring and get to, if I can say, if I,
there it is.
Look at that. There it is.
Assuming we get to that, don't let that ring twice.
So exciting. Look at that. Right. 101. Yeah. I know there's been at least 101 callers since I have sat down, and I feel absolutely overwhelmed with gratitude, Wesley.
Yeah, the listening audience of AFR is unlike anything else. I've been able to work with and help with other ministries that do really good work, and they'll tell you when we partner together, they'll say your listening audience is by far the most active audience as it relates to their faith. They not only believe what we teach and what the scripture says, but they live out what the scripture says in many different ways. And so I'm always, when I have the opportunity to travel, which is often to meet our listeners, to meet our financial supporters, I'm always coming back with more stories to share with our staff about how important the work that we're doing is in the life of the American people, the American Christians out there. We are making a huge impact. We're providing resources. We're providing encouragement. We're providing a sense of Christian family. Mm-hmm. You know, there's many times that we think, In our lowest moments, Satan makes us believe that we're the only ones that are following the Lord. We're the only ones that are conscientious about what's going on in our culture. We're the only ones that are really care about the development of biblical worldview amongst young adults and children. But that's not true. It's just not true. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of Christians that really do care about those things. And I get the opportunity to see them, meet with them, and bring back the encouraging word. And all that is done by the financial contributions of those that are listening right now. So for all 3,111 individual families.
Look at that. It is just like just, going crazy.
It
I
is.
Love it.
And just thank you. Thank you right now. I want to say on behalf of leadership at AFA and all the staff, thank you for contributing to the work that we're doing. And if you've hesitated, or maybe you intended on doing it this morning, but then you got sidetracked, that happens all the time.
It does.
Please take a moment, either pull over on the side of the road or make yourself a note or do it as soon as possible and call in and give a gift of any size, 877-616-2396. 2396, or you can call in, or you can go to AFR.net.
Well, you know, Wesley, I was just going to say that I'm relatively new. I just joined AFR in October, had a podcast from April through October. Actually, it's been amazing to see how God has worked in my life, because God put it on my heart to write a book for parents right around the time that COVID hit. Mm. And I knew that families were in trouble before that, but this just magnified all of those things, because we had kids who had a really significant social and mental health injury from COVID. And I knew that parents really wanted to do the right thing, but they felt ill-equipped. And so as a professor, I kind of, you know, usually write nerdy things and, you know, nerdy papers. But I really wanted to write something that was for parents. And through that, you know, was on Walker's show.
Okay.
And then we got to know each other. And he asked me to have the podcast after coming back for several shows. And then now here I am on the radio. And it is such a gift. But I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell my listeners something I haven't said on air before. So listen in.
And this is live radio. You know what you're about
to do. I know it's live. Okay, but I feel like you broke the ice with the coffee. So
I think so.
I think we're good.
I kept it real. That's for sure.
I had never done a radio show before.
Really?
Not hosted one, you know, with all this equipment and everything. I had done a lot of media, been on TV and radio and that kind of thing, but never done a show. So I have the best team here at AFR. I could not have done it without them. And they're all sitting right here. We've got Richard, who runs the board, and Jeff, who runs the board. Mm-hmm. And we've got Jade, who screens our calls. I mean, they are absolutely amazing, and they work really hard behind the scenes. I think maybe people, you know, should know how much tech goes into this. And the first time, you know, they gave me the setup, there was Matt, who was on staff here. He got on the phone with my husband and was figuring out, like, how do we broadcast so that you can use your voice from Texas? Mm-hmm. And y'all made that happen, and that has happened through the generosity of the listeners who have called in. So Don't leave us hanging. We're at least 120 from when we started looking. You can call at 877-616-2396 or afr.net to join those people who are making the phones ring. And it's such a cheerful noise.
It's a joyful noise
into the Lord, right?
And that's what the noise is in the background. If you're just now tuning in, we've got several of our staff here at AFA who are taking the time out of their workday to take your calls and to help us with Share-a-thon, and they're being so kind to volunteer their time to help out with that. And so we're asking you to call in at 877-616-2396. Now, at the beginning of this program, all the way back at the beginning of the hour, you had a goal.
It was a pitiful goal. Oh, my goodness. Our listeners have put me to shame. They have showed me up.
They have showed you up.
I love it.
But in addition to that, you also said that we were going to give out a handful of your books to those that volunteered today if we met certain goals along the way. The first one was the first 10 calls.
10.
Then 20. Oh.
I underestimated you. I apologize.
So have we been able to meet the goals of giving out your book to the volunteers here on staff based on the number of calls that's come in?
By double.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, Wesley, when we come back tomorrow, I'm going to set the bar higher.
Yeah.
I'm going to set the bar higher, because if we're starting out like this, we got to go up from here. This is so exciting. We're at least 128 right now. I would love to see that number 150 by the time we get off the air. Wouldn't you love to hand it off to the next group and say, yeah, we had 150?
Yes. In fact, if we can get, how much minutes we got left? We got about 8 minutes, give or take, right?
About five or six.
Okay, we got five or six.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever number it is, I'm going to just assume it was better than when my brother was on.
I'm going to
go to his office and say, you know, really, there's no reason for you to go back tomorrow for Share-a-thon. You can just hang out up here.
Okay.
Well, we've got this from here is what I'll tell him.
I think that we should.
Yeah.
I think that we should. I think we should just take over.
And that won't be the
just
first time I've given my brother a hard time at work. That's for sure. Hey, I'm thankful that you've allowed me to come on for this hour. Now, something I'm excited about. This will be the team during Dr. Peck, during Dr. Nurse Mom for today, as it was today, tomorrow, and for Thursday, as we continue to share our Share-a-thon with you and ask that you would help us raise money so that we can continue to do the work that we do here at AFR and AFA. You can call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net.
Well, and I hope that they do that, because let me tell you, we've got a great lineup of shows. We've already got guests booked out through all the month of April and almost the entire month of May. One of the guests I'm really excited about, Wesley, is George Barna. So he'll be coming on the show and talking about, you know, raising spiritual champions and the new research that's there. And that is so important. And, you know, I love talking with people from all over the world, really. We've talked with so many people with so many different stories, but there is one thing that runs the same through all of those, and that is "But God." Those are my favorite kinds of stories in the history of ever, and it's really encouraging, I think, just to sit, and I hope that when my listeners sit down, they know that it's actually, ironically, I say, grab a cup of coffee, Wesley. You bring a cup of coffee tomorrow, and it's just take a little slower, you know, that we're living at the speed of a smartphone. It's, let's have some conversation. Let's share our hearts. Listen to the phones ringing. I could cry, y'all. That's beautiful. Such a beautiful sound. And I hope that people will call in 877-616-2396.
So you were mentioning some of the interviews that you have coming up. What's a name that someone may not be familiar with?
Oh, my goodness.
Someone that may be a surprise to others, but you know them really well.
Look, my producer's going to help me right now. She's going to give it to me. I will tell you one of the names that they may not know. We had a really good show with Sharon Janes, and she talked about praying for your children from head to toe. So she talked about literally like praying for their brain and praying for their neck and how it turns their neck turns their head and gives them a direction and when to go. And all the way down to their toes. But, you know, we also have stories from everyday people. One of my favorite episodes was a couple named Mo and Sherry Mays. And Mo was actually a firefighter. And then he started working for a church. And they just experienced a series of tragedies that actually resulted in the loss of their son, who was a military veteran, young guy in his early 30s, in a tragic boating accident. Mm. But through that, God called him to pastoral care ministries. And he is now a chaplain for first responders. Thank you, Stephanie. And so I think that, you know, those are good stories for people to hear, that people are walking along. So coming up, we're going to have Tim McKnight, Rachel Scott, Lisa Apello. Those are all talking about grief, talking about finding God's path for you, talking about youth ministry today, which, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions, I think, Wesley, about Gen Z, you know, talking about this snowflake generation. They're actually really innovative and inspiring.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and within each generation, you're going to have a variation. And so we got to be careful not to extrapolate a portion of it that the media likes to cover as if that's all of them. You know, so I'm grateful that you're able to cover youth ministry like that. See, that's another thing that makes your program unique to all the other programs. And each program we have on AFR has its uniqueness and it has its specialty. And I'm grateful for the work that you're doing, and I'm thankful for those that listen during this hour. Been over 150 individuals that have taken the time to call in and contribute, and so I just want to say thank you.
156. Did you see that jump? Was that my eye? No, I saw that.
No, that was it.
That just went from 150 to 156.
Yes, you've had what vitamin is it that helps your eyesight?
It is vitamin A.
You got your vitamin A, because that's a pretty good distance.
Yeah, yeah, that is. Thank you. I've had LASIK, so there you go. That's a story for another time. Best worst thing I ever did. But 156.
Do we need to fact check you? Is that right? Vitamin A, you sure?
Yeah. I know you're going to have to fact check me, because that's what I was just thinking. I usually say vitamin G, which is what we talk about a lot on the show. Have you ever heard of vitamin G?
No, I've never heard of that. What's
gratitude?
Vitamin G?
Oh, it actually has health benefits. So it helps your heart. It helps your brain. It helps all of your anxiety. Vitamin G. So showing intentional gratitude. And that's something we can talk about tomorrow, Wesley, because I have challenged my listeners. 52 habits for healthy parenting. Mm-hmm. One habit every week. And this week's habit is giving generously. Because we know it is more blessed to give than to receive. Y'all, oh my goodness, we're at 162. 162, I cannot even believe it. At least, because I started paying attention at the 00 mark. 162, I can't believe it. 877-616-2396.
I've been a part of this for a while, and I can't remember.
Oh, really?
I can't remember
doing
this.
Do you think Walker's listening?
I don't know if I've been a part of 162 calls
in 164. Oh, my goodness.
We still got time left. My word.
We do. Tomorrow we can talk about some of those habits that we've been talking about. It's been really exciting to hear from people across the country who these things are so simple, but they're not easy to do sometimes. But it's in the simplicity of it. And we started with prayer, reading your Bible, because there's no greater tool you can have as a parent than to be praying for your kids and to be guiding them and admonishing them and teaching them with Scripture.
I'm going to borrow vitamin G, if that's okay.
You can take it.
I like that. Vitamin
G. Isn't that good? Vitamin G. Gratitude. My kids need it sometimes.
That's right. Having an attitude of gratitude. We would love, and so much appreciate if you would take the time to call in and help with our share time by giving financially to the work of AFR. You can call in at 877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net.
And I'll be back here tomorrow. I cannot wait.